For dry microbursts, depicted by the image on the right, is where the lower troposphere is relatively dry, with moist, sometimes saturated conditions at mid-levels. Due to the distinct appearance of their temperature and dew point curves, we sometimes refer to the sounding depicted on the left as an inverted V sounding. The LCL is high, and therefore the convection typically has a high base, with precipitation evaporating into the drier layer in the lower troposphere. The evaporative cooling in turn contributes to negative buoyancy, feeling strong downdrafts. These downdrafts spread horizontally once they reach the surface. Often, no precipitation actually reaches the surface. Only a ring of dust below the verga may signify the presence of a dry microburst. Dry-end microburst environments carry very little CAPE, usually less than 500 joules per kilogram, in extremely deep mixed boundary layers with LCLs near the freezing level and greater than 13,000 feet above ground level. In this case, both temperature and height coordinates are important. Height coordinates are important because the higher the LCL, the more room for an accelerating downdraft there is to reach severe speeds. Therefore, decape is larger. Temperature coordinates of the lifting condensation level are important only whether the LCL is higher or lower than the freezing level. If the LCL is higher, frozen hydrometeors become exposed to the subcloud air and you suddenly can add the latent heat of melting liquid to the evaporation and increase the negative buoyancy of the downdraft. The downdraft forcing is almost entirely below the LCL and there is no significant precipitation loading. Maximum storm reflectivities are less than 35 dBZ in many cases. Additionally, dry microbursts also feature environments with weak effective bulk wind difference, weak boundary layer winds, and a 0 to 3 kilometer lapse rate that is dry adiabatic or greater.